methamphetamines are an upper, and so that is a very hard drug to actually overdose on. You can, don't get me wrong, you can, but it's more of the downers, that the opioids, that is really what we're seeing people dying from, you know, because there isn't a fail-safe. Basically, once you shut your heart and your lungs down, you need basically medical intervention to get that started again, which can be Narcan. And thankfully, everyone, actually, in the state of Minnesota, anyone can walk into a pharmacy. There's a standing script written for anyone who needs Narcan. You can, I think, you can run it through your insurance, but if you don't have it, a lot of the pharmacies have set up different programs to be able to get Narcan to people that need it. People in Bemidji can stop or call us at our outpatient number, and we have Narcan available that we worked with our Rural Action AIDS Network, and they do just a marvelous job of helping get out Narcan and then do Narcan training. Thankfully, the only thing that is bad side effect from Narcan, besides the person going through immediate withdrawals and feeling horrible, is that you can basically decide the worst side effect is that it gives someone diarrhea. So there's no danger of giving somebody too much Narcan. You know, give it to them until they wake up.
Do you need to be trained in the use of Narcan, Margo?
It helps. Definitely, and it depends upon the mode of delivery. So if you are dealing with syringes and the vials, yeah, you probably need a little training. It's an intramuscular shot. Otherwise, they have pretty slick training, these little training packs you can get as well, that you take the cover off and it tells you step by step what to do, kind of like what the EpiPens and the AEDs do, are starting to do now. And so thankfully, there's nasal as well, so that's kind of nice. You just put it up into somebody's nostrils and spray, and as they breathe in, it gets to them right away. Otherwise, you know, so there's different levels or different modes of delivery, and so I recommend that people just go in, whatever they can get at their pharmacy, their pharmacist can actually show them how to administer it.
And this is for the use of Narcan, which is likened to a miracle drug, bringing someone back from the dead.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It literally knocks all the opioids out of the opioid receptors in your body, so it knocks the person into immediate withdrawals. So even when we do trainings, we say, you hit them with Narcan and then you back up, because they're probably going to come up swinging because they're not going to be happy. But it's going to save their life. And the other thing, though, that people don't understand is you can't just administer Narcan, especially with fentanyl. It has a very short half-life. And so you need to, as soon as a fentanyl overdose or an opioid overdose is happening, is when you give that person the Narcan, you need to get them to a hospital or some sort of continuing care, because Narcan has a half-life of about 45 minutes. So especially if it's something like fentanyl or carfentanil, which is the elephant tranquilizer, you actually can re-overdose without taking anything more, because the Narcan only works for so long.
Right, right. So anyone can get access to Narcan, it sounds like. So
yeah, and actually IHS, anyone who has Indian Health Services and is registered with a tribe can go in, and it's free.
Okay, all right. So another thing I would love to speak with you about is, you know, Narcan is, you know, all well and good for people who are in the throes of their addiction, but maybe we can reach someone who might want to get out. What are some of the first steps you should take when you're seeking sobriety?
So the first thing, especially with what we're dealing with now with COVID, is I would really recommend calling and getting an assessment done with either us or another agency in town, BAPR, Bemidji Area Program for Recovery, and I believe North Homes do them as well. But if they want to, they can call. Our number at our outpatient is 218-308-7000. 7045. And they can, if someone doesn't answer, just leave a message. We'll get right back to you. And we can get an assessment scheduled. And then going from there, that's basically any kind of services for addiction wellness that you're either using consolidated treatment funding, so some sort of county program, state program, or you are using your health insurance, we have to have what is either a Rule 25 assessment or what is now the law is actually written under, it's called 245G is the law, and that is a comprehensive assessment and summary. And so that actually, they go through a list of questions and they talk to you about your use and what that looks like, what your kind of holistically what your life looks like, even your medical conditions, the any kind of issues with depression, anxiety, mental health stuff. And so we try to look at the whole person. And then depending on what that assessment says, we will recommend services. So that might be outpatient services where you go to a couple of groups a week and meet with an individual counselor, or it could also be suggested that you go to inpatient. And then inpatient, we have that as well. And that is the new facility that we built in Wilton. And once your assessment is done, we can recommend, and no one has to go anywhere. We just recommend, and we try to give people a lot of different options too, because we're trying to find the right fit for people to get well. This is not about making bad people good. This is about making sick people well. This is a disease, and unfortunately, we as a society still look at it as a moral choice, and it's not. It's been classified as a disease since 1956 by the American Medical Association, and so it's really important. We used to treat people with cancer, we'd throw them into sanitariums and let them die, and then we figured out, connection and community make people better. And that's why we now, get together and show up with casseroles and family and friends show up to help that person heal. And if we could do that with addiction too, that would help a lot. I think most of our social ills can be helped greatly between connection and community. So the first part is getting yourself healthy, and then in doing so, you help your family and your community. You get that ripple effect. So that's kind of the process. If somebody has questions as well, that maybe a loved one, they can call us and we can help them just talk through things with them, connect them with services. We're really case managers is how we look at things for everybody. We just are trying to educate folks in our community, educate people that have loved ones that are dealing with it, and then also help with education for the person dealing with the disease. We don't all fit in the same box. There's many ways into addiction, and there's many ways into recovery. And we talk about that a lot in our groups. Addiction is the disease, recovery is the choice.
Right, and I'm sure many of us are familiar with the 12-step program that in the mm-hmm. past, that's all the treatment centers would use. Are there other yep. methods beyond the 12-step program?
Yes. There are. And before I forget, Face It Together, too, is another great place to call to get set up, to get a recovery coach for loved ones as well as those struggling with addiction. And they will also help connect to our services, too. So I forgot about that. I want to make that clear, too. We're trying to work with everybody in the community. But what was the last question you just asked me?
12-step program, methods of recovery.
Yes. In fact, we employ them. So there is a biological, it's called a biopsychosocial model. Basically biological, psychological, and then sociological. What are your relationships? It's a whole person look at what this disease is. So what is our mental health? What is our physical health? Even spiritual health, if that is something that we want to connect with. And so how do we help somebody with, let's talk about how we think, let's talk about cognitive processing. How do we change the way we think so that we can live with it and help ourselves? So that we really, we try to look at it from a scientific approach. The 12-step model we will use if somebody is that works for them, but a lot of people it hasn't worked for, and so they're looking for other options. And so we do teach SMART recovery as well. And don't get me wrong, AA and NA have saved many, many lives, myself included. It's just that not one thing works for everybody is my point, I guess. And so it's important to have a lot of different options to healing. And so, you know, we're trying to provide all of those. So we provide the 12-step model. We provide the SMART recovery model. We provide just really what works for you. We do different cultural things where we have people come in from the community and help. So we're really trying to have a big focus on case management for that person, for their family, if that's something they're interested in. And then really just the education and giving them a toolbox full of tools that they will use that helps them.
Right. Escaping addiction is like escaping a vicious cycle, and you don't have to claw
Definitely.
Through it alone.
No, in fact, it does. Most of the time, it doesn't work doing it alone. So, and we don't save anybody. We make that very clear. You have to save yourself, but we provide opportunity in a cheerleading section, and you know, and some experience.
All right, great. Well, where can people find out? What's the name of your treatment facility again, Margo? I remember it was something not Pines. It didn't have any pines in it.
No, actually, it's Northern Minnesota Addiction Wellness Center. A lot of the times we're called the Wellness Center, Addiction Wellness, AWC. The reason why it got so long, I Googled names for a good 6 months, probably 4 or 5 a day. And everything that had any kind of like inspirational anything was, of course, 85,000 listings on it.
Right.
And so so I just thought in the end, it's like, okay, what are we and where are we? And it came up first. So that is why it is such a mouthful. But people can actually get a hold of us online. We do have a Facebook page for both our outpatient and inpatient, and we monitor that. And people do message us through that, and that is certainly a viable way to get a hold of us. Then we also have our website, and that is www.nmawcenter.com. So it's the acronym of Northern Minnesota Addiction, and then the word center spelled out .com. And they can get a hold of us there. Also our inpatient number. So if somebody is listening and really wants to call in and get those services started, they can call 218-308-8600 and just say they need some information on intake, and they will be routed to the correct person so that they can answer any questions and we can start that process to get them help.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Margo Kelsey.